This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations nuclear watchdog has said its staff at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant have reported seeing anti-personnel mines around the site. The AP's Karen Chamas reports.
International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi said the mines flouted IAEA safety standards. Grossi added that the presence of mines located between the site's internal and external perimeter barriers increased psychological pressure on plant staff. Nevertheless, Grossi confirmed that if any of the mines exploded, it should not affect the site's nuclear safety and security systems. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Kremlin said Tuesday it was impossible for Russia to return to the Black Sea grain export deal until an agreement related to Russian interests was honored, rebuffing a call earlier by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Guterres on Monday urged Russia to resume allowing Ukraine to export grain safely from its seaports despite what Russia calls its, quote, special military operation, in line with a proposal he had made to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Israel's defense ministry says Israeli troops killed three Palestinian militants who opened fire on them from a car near the occupied West Bank city of Nablus on Tuesday. This witness tells Reuters News that the army always stands at the gate. The guys parked the car there, got out, and then fired with their weapons, shooting at each other. They clashed with one another. The Palestinian Health Ministry also confirmed that three people had been killed in the incident. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. A powerful typhoon blew closer to the northern Philippines Tuesday, forcing thousands to evacuate and halting sea travel amid warnings of torrential rains and tidal surges up to 3 meters. The strongest winds at the storm center are expected to remain offshore as Typhoon Doksuri barrels northwest off Cagayan and Batanes provinces, but they may slam into or pass close to Cagayan's outlying Babuyan Islands in the Luzon Strait, which has been placed under the highest of a 5-step cyclonic wind warning system. The typhoon's 680-kilometer-wide rain band could cause flash floods and set off landslides in mountainous northern provinces. A new study finds the fingerprints of climate change on deadly July heat waves around the globe. VOA's Tommy McNeil has that story.
Tuesday's study finds the increase in heat-trapping gases from the burning of fossil fuels has made a third simultaneous heat wave, one in China, 50 times more likely. An ever-warming world also made the European heat wave 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit hotter, the one in the United States and Mexico 3.6 degrees warmer, and the Chinese one 1.8 degrees toastier. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A third successive heat wave in Greece pushed temperatures back above 40 degrees centigrade across parts of the country Tuesday, following more nighttime evacuations from fires that have raged out of control for days. Firefighting planes were recorded on video joining the efforts to douse the planes. Authorities say more than 20,000 people have been involved in successive evacuations. The European Union has also sent 500 fighters, 100 vehicles, and 7 planes from 10 member states, while Turkey, Israel, Egypt, and other countries have also sent help. Programs that are supposed to help crime victims can leave them fronting many bills. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
Thousands of crime victims every year are confronted with the difficult financial reality of state compensation programs that are billed as safety nets to offset costs like funerals, medical care, relocation, and other needs. Many programs require victims to pay for those expenses first and exhaust all means of payment before they reimburse costs, often at rates that don't fully cover expenses. The programs often struggle under unstable funding that leave their budgets vulnerable to shortages and the changing priorities of lawmakers. I'm Julie Walker.
Spain's Coast Guard on Tuesday said it rescued a migrant boat off the Canary Islands, pulling 84 people to safety, but one man had died en route. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.